While growing up, I have never supported the idea of blind marriages, which were mostly depicted in Hindu-Indian movies. Still unsure what that is? Okay, let me do the honors. The type of marital union where the blind or arranged marriage, as we know it here, is the type of marital union where the bride and the groom are selected by individuals other than the couples themselves by family members such as their parents. In some cultures, a professional matchmaker is hired to find the perfect spouse for the targeted individual. A serious man and woman hunt. It's not like I do not fancy the idea of getting hooked up after saying the words I do, but in this manner, I still cannot get my head around it. Popularly from this side, it is known as a picture bride marriage, where a family will arrange a bride for their son, is of marriageable age, doesn't have the time for the search game, and may not even be within their reach in terms of location. Then this lady and the dude will only get to know themselves before the day of the wedding through the exchange of photographs and maybe a couple of phone calls and online texting, depending if the lady in question is literate. Personally, I kind of saw it as an infringement of privacy or the will to love whomever you pleased. Why should I marry someone I do not know? It's like living in the Stone Age or something. I thought it totally absurd until it hit home. Hi, my name is Nia and welcome to yet another episode of I Got Tempted, captioned Switzerland, Here I Come, where I get to share with you how I got tempted to agree to blind marriage. It was during my internship year at the University Printing Press when I met Mr. J.K. Thompson. He worked as an accountant in charge of logistics and supply at the Printing Press and was admired by all for his ethics as well as his dedication to work. He was quite a man of average height with huge spectacles on and had the ability to walk extremely long distances at such a remarkable speed, like he was in some marathon competition whenever he started. I had not always wanted to have my internship on campus, as I hated the idea of the social confinement. No new terrain to explore, no new faces to see. But knowing that that year was the last for Dayo as an undergraduate, I wanted to maintain the closure. You see, Dayo was my boyfriend on campus, and since he would be leaving soon, I decided to stay with him, to savor every moment I had with his face on it and risked my adventure and sightseeing for love and romantic pleasure. Truth be told, I enjoyed every bit of it. No regrets. That particular day appeared as any other usual day. The sun showered its presence by beaming through the open windows of the printing press while creating a melodious atmosphere for the birds and crickets to give out the harmonious rendition among the green audience. There I was, arranging the printed papers that had just come out of the gigantic printer into folds when Mr. Thompson requested my attention at his office. I know I'd become quite acquainted with almost everyone at the printing press, including Mr. Thompson himself, but there was something about this call that I could not quite pinpoint. But quickly, I shoved the thought away. I didn't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. With an open mind, I headed for Mr. Thompson's office, which was down the hallway after you've made your way out of the beehive of the finishing room. When I announced my arrival with a few knocks at the mahogany door that led to his office, the door flung open and his face came peeping through with hands gesturing me to come in. I immediately hid it. We exchanged pleasantries and then it got to the real deal while he called me. After thoroughly examining my bodily frame, he asked what state I was from. I responded. Then he started. I have been observing you since you joined us here at the printing press, and I must say I have been truly impressed with the way you handle and respond to situations and interact with people. I admire your composure and can say you indeed come from a respectable home. You see, my younger brother stays in Switzerland and is doing very well for himself. And I would like if you would agree, I am sure you will make a good wife for him. He is going to take care of you in return. What say you? Nie? Huh? The sound of my name jerked me out of my reverie. At this time, a lot of thoughts ran through my head. This man is actually asking me to marry his younger brother that I had not met and may never see eyeball to eyeball until our supposed wedding day. Aside that, what will happen to my relationship with Dayo? what will I say caused our breakup? I know that my biological clock was ticking like real fast, but would I have said, hey boo, I don't think we can continue what we have anymore because I'm getting married soon? Who is definitely going to ask, who are you leaving me for? Then what will I say? I know that you would want to pry more, want to know who this person actually was. To crown it all up, this was the period when my family was going through some financial crisis and my supposed husband-to-be from Switzerland would have been able to perform some magic to boost our economic situation. Sold my father's medical bill in faraway India, kept my brother's tuition free in tech schools, sponsored my younger sister's final exam in high school. The list goes on and on. This was a really, really trial of faith. Oh, let me rephrase. This was really a test of faith. I told Mr. Thompson I was going to get across to him my answer after giving it much thought. Then it gesticulated. No problem. With that, I excused myself from his office. When work was done, like work was over for the day, I needed an extra head to help me untangle my dilemma, to view things from another perspective. So I called over my close friend in faith, Blessing. Because I know walls have ears, I requested that we move to a secluded area where we can both voice out our thoughts without being heard and interrupted. She agreed. When we arrived to the place, I narrated everything to her from start to finish. With a tomato-shaped face, she looked at me and said, "Hold on, better your bread now. Yours is a done deal. Babe, do you know how many girls will kill for an opportunity as this?" I could not believe my ears. Was she a wrong idea? When I interjected her with a, "But you know I have a boyfriend who I love" speech, she tossed it with a wave of her hand and asked, "Do you think it would do the same for you if you had such an opportunity?" Then I paused. "Would he?" Seeing that what she had said had an effect on me, she pressed on. "Babe, listen. Opportunities like this come once in a lifetime. I know of people that gotten married this way and they're still having a swell union. All you have to do is truly consider it. The fact that Mr. Thompson singled you out of the many ladies he had come across for this means he holds you in high regard. Please do not make him regret it." How I wish it was me. Then she busted tears and went on and on about her own failed relationship. "No be that one, they do me." On my way home, I couldn't help but think about all Blessing had said and how it really did make sense. I truly needed the financial sustainability. But that's Mr. Thompson's brother. How am I sure he can paddle that boat for me? You know, from where I'm from, it is thought that anyone working overseas is a big man. But is it wise to put the rest of my life in this guy's hands? But yet again, the financial freedom. As I swung in thoughts, something came to me. Not all that glitters is gold. I don't even know his occupation. Like, what if Eve is a higher killer, a fraudster, or even a gigolo? The former me would have jumped at this offer, like it's my leeway to luxury and fitness. But this new girl has come to understand that there's more to life than meets the eye. 3 days later, I had made my decision. That Monday morning, I headed straight for Mr. Thompson's office. I loved Dio and I would not let anything, I mean anything, jeopardize that, not even money. I did not share that line of thought that only a man takes care of his family. It is also the responsibility of the woman as well, even financially. I did not want a relationship that I cannot have a say in, like a sheep heading to its shearers. No, not me. Also, in terms of my family's financial situation then, I had a belief that God would do something. It was going to perfect a miracle. All I needed was just to be patient for it. It was surely going to come. He wasn't pleased about my response to his mouth-watering offer, but that wasn't my problem. I had my peace of mind that no one could understand. Many waters had gone past the bridge and even there and I are no longer together due to that reason called irreconcilable differences. But looking back at what had happened, at all the drama, would you say I made the right choice? I would really want to hear from you. Please feel free to share your thoughts with us on our online community platforms. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at jamie.fm. Yes, that's all for this episode. And thanks for listening. Remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please, please, please share with your friends, subscribe, and even review over on iTunes. That's all for now. But I will definitely see you in the next episode of I Got Tempted, hosted by me, Nie, from jamie.fm.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nie and Ike Rizzo. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Ike Rizzo. I Got Tempted is a production of Jamith Media.